Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. It is a wonderful day. Going to be a wonderful day. Had a little brisk weather, but we're doing great. The gardens are doing great. Woo! Happy February 8th, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This show, we talk about gardening. And we do that by bringing in incredible co-op members, co-hosts, garden pros, incredible people like Diane Bolanowski, who's here with me this morning. Hi, Diane.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hope you're doing wonderful.
Doing great.
Well, Diane works for Warren's Southern Gardens, and Warren's is just one of these phenomenal co-op members that we've got, places that you can go and get great advice, find great products, find incredible plants, pots, creative solutions to gardening problems, and knowledge, really little knowledge islands in a bad advice world. A lot of bad gardening advice out there, Diane.
Yeah, there really is. You have to be careful, just like anything, you know, searching on the internet for information. It's really important that you're, you know, focusing on our area because we're very unique with our weather situation and our soil.
You're absolutely right. That is absolutely true. And, you know, when it comes down to it, gardening is such like you're dealing with living things, right? And so there's like a lot of potential difference, change, and we're still learning so much about the soil, about the plants. There's a lot still to learn. The microbes involved, so much still to learn. So Diane's at Warren Southern Gardens. That's one of our awesome spots. The other co-op members are Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, kind of out there, booking Richmond, Texas. Plants for All Seasons, just past Louetta on 249. Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Katy's just premier nursery. And then Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. So, you know, Diane's here with us this morning. We're going to have a great day. We're going to, you know, Diane knows her plants. So if you're out there and you got plant conversation, plant questions, we got a real plant expert here with us. Be it tomatoes or fruit trees or big trees or pollinators. It's like, man, I always love talking to you because you have such a wonderful, deep, and wide understanding of these plants that we're trying to grow. So glad you're here today. What's happening up at Warren's right now?
Everything.
Not right now.
Everything. Yeah, we're so excited. This is, you know, my favorite time of year. We just got, you know, everything is just rolling in. We got an amazing order of citrus. We have some really unusual varieties that are hard to find.
Oh, awesome.
So we're real excited about that. And, of course, tomatoes. I'm a tomato geek. And anything edible, I love to grow. So we eat a lot of edibles, you know, strawberries. And we have leeks in stock.
Oh, cool.
So lots of fruit trees, shade trees, azaleas. So everything, you know, it's beginning to look like spring.
Nice. I thought you were going to – it's like that song, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like springtime. Awesome.
Well, it is, especially yesterday. God, it was just a beautiful day.
Absolutely gorgeous yesterday. Absolutely. It was a beautiful day to be out in the garden because you did a little gardening and you warmed up and then you were perfect. So – and, you know, just – we're going to talk about tomatoes some today because, man, if you haven't got tomatoes in yet, you need to get on that. It is go time for tomatoes. Is it right, Diane? I mean, it's like we gotta get on the ground.
Yeah, you have to. You know, you really have to start them early. People sometimes think we're crazy, you know, because we bring tomatoes in so early. But because of our unpredictable weather, if it gets too hot, the tomatoes won't set fruit. So it's really important if you are growing tomatoes that you put them in early.
And if
you're starting seed. You know, I started my seed probably about 2 weeks ago. Mm. And, you know, of course, you have to baby the plants. You have to take them in and out. But it's worth it because the earlier you start them, the earlier they set fruit.
Absolutely.
Before we get hot. So
on that timing front, the one thing that we know is going to happen is that it's going to get too hot for them to bear fruit in the summer.
Right.
That is what we automatically, without a doubt, know. So we know the end. it's one of the few things that, you know, in like in life that we can count on is that the tomatoes will stop fruiting. And so the earlier you get them, the more tomatoes you get. That's just kind of like the bottom line is, you know, maybe you're taking a couple risks on having a freeze that kills them, but you can always cover them with a bucket or something like that. But we know we're going to stop producing in late June, if not earlier.
Yeah. And, you know, surprisingly, tomatoes, they can't, you know, take freezing temperatures, but they're pretty, you know, resilient as far as cold temperatures go. They can take a little bit of, you know, chilly temperatures.
No, you're right.
That helps harden them off and sort of, you know, roll with the punches. But it's the heat that really, you know, sets them back as far as fruiting goes. Peppers tolerate, you know, the heat a lot better, and you can start your peppers just a little bit later. And, you know, things like squash and zucchini and, you know, watermelon, things like that, you want to wait a little while.
Wait a little bit more.
People, you know, a lot of people think that they get a leg up by planting plants. I really think it's better to plant seed on some of those, you know, vining vegetables like cucumbers, because they don't really, like to be transplanted. So direct seeding, I think, is the best way to go on things like cucumbers and squash, zucchinis.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm a big seed, use seed advocate. There's some plants where you just kind of got to go with the plant sometimes, but, you know, unless you're growing them inside and you got a space set up and you got the light and the water and all that stuff all ready to go. So, well, we're going to be exploring gardening today. Diane and I have a list of topics we want to get into. So the tomatoes, citrus, talking about weed killing, killing your weeds, being obsessed with your weeds and your lawn. And, you know, always talking lawns and stuff like that. We want to help you be a better gardener because that's what we do here. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Valentine's is next Friday. Buy your sweetheart the gift that won't die. Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We are loaded up and have beautiful rose bushes for your sweetheart. We have David Austin roses and a wide variety of hybrid tea, grandiflora, floribunda, and drift roses. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. We brew our own compost tea, and the third week of February, our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Diane and Danny.
Diane and Danny here. So, yeah, we are a live radio show. Whole advice is giving advice about gardening. Whole reason for being, not whole advice. Sorry, Diane, it's confusing there. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you out, give you great gardening advice, answer your gardening questions. And we do that in multiple ways. As a live radio show, we do love answering your question while we talk to you, 713-572-4610. It's a great way to get great advice from Diane, and I can chime in maybe. Usually she can cover everything, so it's kind of nice. But 713-572-4610, that's a great way to call in, get advice. There are other ways. We are going to cover topics that are seasonally appropriate. And, you know, while I've got an expert with me, I like covering topics where I know I might be struggling with it. So getting into that stuff. We also have a button on our webpage, homeshowgardenpros.com, that is the Ask a Pro button. And you hit that button and you get to send an email to a pro, and you'll get an email reply. But often we read those on the air, you know, to kind of get some more information out there. Also, while you're on the website, there's this awesome Listen Now button that you can listen to the show wherever you are, just by going on our website. So, you know, if you're getting out of the car, going in, you want to stay tuned to hear Diane's great advice, that Listen Now button is there. It also works all during the week, and it replays the last two shows. So, pretty awesome button. All right, Diane, you ready to answer some email questions?
I'm ready.
Today is a 2-4 Tuesday for Diane. She's here for the two full hours, so we oftentimes ask two questions. I know it's not Tuesday, but Saturday didn't rhyme with twofer, so it's like, you know, gotta go with what you got, right? Okay.
That's right.
Here is the first email question of February 8th. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Steven asks, what's the best fertilizer for my front yard? Also, what's the best weed killer for my grass?
Okay.
Sort of two questions there.
Well, it really does depend on what weeds you have up right now. First of all, as far as fertilization goes, you know, I'm a big fan of using an organic fertilizer like MicroLife. To me, MicroLife, it's a soil conditioner as well as a fantastic fertilizer. And the great thing about it is you can use it on everything. You can use it on your lawn, under trees, and your, you know, flower beds, on veggies. So, you know, using the MicroLife on your front lawn, it's a lot easier because you can, you know, put it under your trees and in your flower beds as well.
Diane, I think that's such a interesting thing you just, I mean, twice you mentioned trees. You know, you said you can use it under your trees. I guess the implication there is that there are some lawn fertilizers that you really shouldn't use near your trees.
Yeah, and you want to be really careful. First of all, I just want to say that I don't believe in weed and feeds. It doesn't make sense to me, and I think a lot of people, to use one product to take care of both things. Killing and trying to get something to thrive at the same time just doesn't seem to make sense. So you want to take care of those issues separately. We recommend using pre-emergent. You can use pre-emergent. What that does is it forms a barrier so that your weed seed doesn't germinate, or weeds don't germinate. And so the thing with pre-emergent is you can use it anywhere, on your lawn, in your flower beds. But if you're doing things like wildflowers, or if you've got bulbs, that will cause them not to germinate.
Oh, wow.
So you want to be careful there. That said, the more that you bring your soil up to health, and the more balanced it is, the more organic matter, such as compost, that you work into your soil, I recommend not only putting down MicroLife, but putting down compost right now. Mm-hmm. Leaf mold compost is great, especially for the lawn. Cotton burr is good too, but it's a little bit more coarse. So I think that leaf mold compost is probably your best bet. U-mates, if your lawn, if you've had issues with drainage, and really if you've had a lot of weed issues, overall putting down U-mates, which creates, you know, better drainage, kind of wakes up the biology and the soil gets things kind of moving, that's a great thing. So the more balanced your lawn grass or, I mean, your soil is, the less likely you are to have weed issues over the long haul.
So, and then also those things you mentioned are so safe. They're not going to burn. They're not going to hurt anybody. So you've got this killer approach, and then you've got this approach that which just is going to eliminate most of your weeds anyway, and that's kind of improving the soil. So you sort of, you know, answered both questions at once. I mean, you don't have to kill the weeds. The weeds aren't really like – they're actually probably doing something pretty good in the soil. So, you know, it's kind of catch-22 there a little bit, is that you're putting down these killers. And we'll explore a little bit, because I listened to an arborist presentation yesterday, and like all arborists, you know, he was like, hey, don't bash Weed and Feed too much. It provides a ton of our business for plant health, for tree health recovery. And I was like, oh, gosh. Again, you know, I've heard that. They kind of say it in jest, but it's said pretty often. So the place where weeds, lawn, and trees kind of come together is what we're going to explore a little bit after we get back from a quick break. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, and we are talking gardening. I want to take a quick moment to talk about MicroLife, a wonderful company doing a lot of incredible work and really making just fabulous products. I went to a one-day conference in Dallas, and it's just surprising how kind of blessed we are in Houston to have companies like MicroLife around here that give us a great option for fertilization, that it's not going to damage our trees and lawns and stuff like that. MicroLife is focused on improving the soil. If you think of the word fertilizer, right, to make fertile, and you know, that's what MicroLife actually does. So cooler temperatures, hot temperatures, MicroLife is geared to help the clay that is under our feet in our area. And man, they have a bunch of incredible products, and they make granulars, so you can kind of spread them with a spreader. They have liquids. Two of my go-tos on the liquid front. Anytime I have a pest problem or a bug problem, man, I'm going straight for molasses. It's good for the soil, and it really kind of helps protect the tree from bugs, because all the bugs don't like the smell, basically. So that's pretty cool. And then I use seaweed a lot, especially for like a quick green up, or if something sort of needs to help turn in a corner on a new planting. The liquid seaweed is kind of amazing for that. Now, when it comes to time, when we're talking growing vegetables, to get the tastiest, healthiest vegetables I can, I turn to the MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846. It's incredible stuff. Really, really has kind of been the secret of gardening for a lot of people, is they're able to improve their soil, not till get great results year after year because of that stuff. MicroLife will not burn your plants. There's no bad time to use it. You can't really over-fertilize with it. And it's safe to use around you, your kids, and your pets. So you can actually have great results and not be making a dangerous place. So pretty awesome. Their saying, which I love so much, is healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. So to check out the places that sell MicroLife, or if you're looking for all their product line to see what all they got, check their website, microlifefertilizer.com. 713-572-4610. So Diane, we're kind of talking about the intersection between weeds, lawns, and trees. At this conference I was at, I heard an arborist talking, and he was talking about how trees basically are broadleaf plants. They just can kind of handle a lot more negative impact, and it shows a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we're killing broadleaf weeds under a tree, we're doing something that's damaging the tree automatically, because it takes up the material just like a broadleaf weed would.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I always think people who really are like, this cannot hurt your tree, it's like, oh, wow, that's not accurate. And like, you're clearly trying to sell me, you know, this product, because like how do they, you know, it's like the person who are saying it doesn't hurt the tree are the exact same people that will just want to move the product, right? So anyway, we want to protect those trees because they're clearly the most valuable. Whenever I've kind of done landscape design, we'll start with the most valuable plants in the landscape and kind of start from there. And, you know, your tree can be $4,000 or $5,000 and your lawn is worth, you know, like $800. You know, like it's not even close. But
right.
A lot of people are preferring the lawn over the tree.
Yeah, and I totally agree there. And it's unfortunate, but yeah, I agree. The trees are the most important, and you know, they come first as far as nutrients and you know, you just need to be careful. And again, with the weed and feeds, and also I want to say something about products like glyphosate, which is Roundup. You know, we just want to urge people not to use those. I had a lot of weeds in my, you know, in other areas, not so much in the lawn, but in my flower beds. And also, you know, you get a lot of weeds that come up through the cracks in the pavement and the sidewalk. And people tend to go right away to Roundup. But horticultural vinegar works like a charm. To me, it actually works better. And that's, you know, I used it about 2 weeks ago throughout, you know, my gardens. And, you know, it killed the weeds. They're gone. And it had, you know, didn't impact the soil negatively, didn't put poison into the soil. And so a lot of people don't know about horticultural vinegar, but especially in your, you know, flower beds, it's an acid. So you want to be careful. You want to protect the plants around it. But you can use it directly in your garden beds. You can use it in the driveway, the weeds that come up through the cracks, and it works great. So think about that rather than going to, you know, a product like Roundup with glyphosate.
Right, right. There's actually a really OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, is premiering a movie in Houston on Thursday about glyphosate. So if you're still on the fence about it as a national severe health risk product, this movie is it's positive, it's hope-oriented, but it's got a lot of truth in it that I think you need to hear. So just check out OBA online, OHBAonline.org, and the first thing that will pop up is this thing. But you're absolutely right. We moved to this, like, immediate results, death situation before we even stop to consider. I mean, I when I moved into my house 10 years ago, back lawn, you know, maybe a third of it was pretty good grass. Now it's like 90% is pretty good grass. I got some stress from some builders, and I'm converting an area to like a pocket prairie space in the back. And so, and I put in some beds, some veggie beds, and quite a fruit tree area, stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, I compost top dressed and I nurtured the soil, and the St. Augustine outcompetes all of the weeds. And, you know, I don't get indicator weeds, generally like clover, dandelions, hawkweed. I don't get those in the lawn. I do get some of the weeds that are kind of like the same setting as St. Augustine, but it's not enough to bother me. And so I'm probably getting little patches here and there, but once you mow them down, the St. Augustine kind of dominates if you're mowing at the right height. And so I've gone from like a massive, basically mostly Dallas grass to almost complete St. Augustine coverage. But what comes with that is like every flower is potential pollinator food, right? Like every single flower is food for bees if I'm not spraying my lawn with something that kills the bees, which is if you are spraying your lawn, you are doing that. And so it's like, you know, and then I don't have brown patch. I don't have webworms. I don't have these things that come to kill. And so how much money am I saving by being, air quotes, organic in the lawn, by being soil first in the lawn? I'm like saving a ton of money.
Exactly.
On not needing all these other things. And maybe from someone who helps people do advertising and stuff like that, you know, helping people save a ton of money isn't my best bet, but it's like they, you can do it and it not be this thing that requires destruction. So anyway, I feel like I'm on a soapbox a little bit. Step off. Let's talk about, we're going to take a break, but we're going to get back. We're going to talk about tomatoes because I know that you got some favorite tomato varieties and I want to write them down because I'm about to go tomato shopping today. Last year, I got my tomatoes up at Warren's, and man, they all did really great. I can't remember the varieties I got, but we're going to explore that right when we get back. Quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, answering your gardening questions, dishing it out. Diane Bulanowski is here with me from Warren's Southern Gardens, beautiful place up in Kingwood. Really just the spot up 59. It's so great up there. Good job.
Thanks. We like it. We've done a lot of neat things over the winter. That's kind of our time to, you know, do some projects and make some changes. So we're pretty excited for this spring season.
That is wonderful. I always like going up there. It's just such a nice little place to be. And it's like entertaining. There's so, yeah, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
And there's the birds.
Yeah, there are birds.
We have a cockatoo and an African gray, so they keep us entertained.
Yeah, they're both pretty chatty, so pretty awesome.
Yes.
Well, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And we're going to talk to Ralph. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Good morning, man. You've got the best information about being listed. Try to get it less expensive out to do all this stuff in your yard and your garden. Yeah, and I appreciate that. You know what you talk about. Anyway, I've been here 55 years, and I haven't never put any compost on my grass out there. And I got a fine garden going right now, and I want to put my compost maybe on my yard and my grass, or the sweet dream would be better or what?
Good morning, Ralph. Hey, well, you know, you could do both. Sweet green is great. I've used it and had good results, but we always recommend compost. There's a lot of reasons why, but compost, one, getting organic matter in the soil is going to, you know, make it more balanced, healthier. You're going to have better results. So I really recommend putting down compost at least twice a year. And so you can do both. What do you think,
okay,
Danny?
Exactly. Yeah, Danny. It's a large place, and it's a lot of work for me to put compost out that much.
Yeah, compost does a lot of phenomenal things that nothing else can replace. And what's cool is it does it all at once. So you're adding minerals, which, you know, your lawn is in desperate need of minerals. All of our lawns are, so I'm not singling you out, Ralph. Mine is too. It adds humic acid because that's what makes compost so dark is humic acid. It's kind of a natural process of the breaking down of the organic matter. It adds organic matter, which they're saying that ends up being one of the most important things we can do to our soil is increase its organic matter. And it adds a bunch of nitrogen because those bacterial bodies are super nitrogen rich. So you've got this, like, you know, that's not even all the benefits, right? And so no one other product can do it. Now, Diane's twice a year is probably the way to get to a perfect lawn, but it is a lot of work. And so I'm encouraging people to do a compost top dress once every 3 years and then use kind of the 6-2-4 and then use humic acid or humates a lot more often than they are as soil builders, really focusing on building that soil. Because, man, the St. Augustine, the Bermuda, those are aggressive grasses. Like, we're weeding them out of our veggie beds and landscapes all the time. And if they can outcompete pretty much any weed if we give them the right setting. So I'm a huge fan of compost top dressing, Ralph.
Yes. I guess it'd be best to haul a bunch in, right?
Yep, bulk.
Rather than try to attack.
Bulk is the way to go about it. And there's, you know, there's, it's great because the bar has risen for compost companies, and you can't get by with what you used to get by with. And there are a few out there. Obviously, I'm very, very partial to Nature's Way Resources. But, you know, Diane's there working for Warren Southerns, and they have their own incredible compost now, too. So it's becoming more and more prevalent that there's great compost available. So, I mean, you can buy the Warrens in big bags, too. They come in larger bags than normal compost, and so it makes it a lot easier to get a lot out there.
Yeah, and we deliver bulk as well. It depends on where you're at, Ralph, but we've got two locations. We've got our earth-friendly location off of 1960 and then our Warren's Rock and Mulch. So we do deliver, you know, the bulk compost.
Yeah, I had planned on that today. I'm going to work on all that. And y'all keep the good work up. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Ralph.
Thanks.
I know Ralph's a big vegetable gardener, too. So I think he's like our, you know, we love it when Ralph calls in. Love it when Ralph calls in. So, yeah. But great questions there. Because it is important to realize that, you know, if you can affect positively where your plants grow, right, Diane, you can really positively affect the quality of your plants.
Yes, that's definitely true. And, you know, it is a lot of work, and it really depends on how much property you have and how many gardening projects you have going on. But really, compost is the way to go. And, you know, if you have a compost pile, we always say you can never make enough compost.
No,
so making your own and also bringing it in is usually necessary. But don't discount, you know, having a compost pile.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely right. And I mean, compost is—it's a renewable resource. You know, it's not being mined, it's not being dug up. It's actually from waste, and so it ends up being this kind of really—if it's quality stuff, it's a phenomenal solution to a lot of problems. So that is awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Diane Blonowski here with me. We hope to hear from you, Ben. I see you waiting, and I appreciate you. 713-572-4610. If you want to get behind Ben on the call line, this is Home Show Garden Pros.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Today at 10, we've got our Spring Urban Harvest Tomato class.
Good morning. This is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. It's a workshop they do twice a year for us. It is a great event for those beginner tomato gardeners. Come on in, RSVP on our website, or just stop by.
We also got our fruit trees in this week. We've got apples, peaches, plums, a huge selection of citrus as well. Now's a great time to get those planted and get them established before summer starts. Valentine's is right around the corner. We've got a great selection of houseplants and tropicals for that plant lover on your list. So come on in. We're located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. Visit our website at buchanansplants.com or follow us on Instagram. We're open every day, 9 to 6.
And now back to Diane and Danny.
All right, 713-572-4610. Diane and Danny are back, and we're going to keep answering gardening questions. Ben, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Good morning, guys. I'm actually headed out to the nursery today to pick up some privacy trees. Had a big house built up behind our house that we've lived in for over 10 years, and now we got new neighbors we don't necessarily want, but hey, that's how it goes. So my question is, outside of digging a big hole and keeping them regularly watered, is there anything else I need to do once I get these trees home?
Well, yeah, there's some good advice that I think I can give on that.
So kind of like what we've talked about, you want to make sure you can dig a hole, but you want to make sure that that soil drains well. That's probably the number one, you know, most important thing, because we have, you know, we tend to have clay soil. It differs a little bit throughout throughout Houston and Kingwood and so forth. But you want to make sure that that soil drains well, that it has lots of organic matter in it. So putting down compost at least once a year, twice a year, using something like MicroLife, which, you know, helps feed the soil and helps balance, you know, keep the soil in balance. When you amend the soil to actually plant your trees, this is, you know, really important. If you're, you know, bringing in a soil or compost to work into it, you want to make sure that you use some of the clay or some of the native soil and work that into whatever you're amending it with. Because when you plant that tree, and you want to make sure to plant a little bit high, when you plant that tree, you know, if you don't incorporate the new good stuff, such as compost, you're going to have something like a clay bowl. And so you just want to make sure that, you know, you're incorporating the organic matter in with the native soil. You know, throughout the year, you putting down things like azomite, that's, you know, something, it's got, you know, trace minerals that can really help, things like green sand, which is really high in iron, and iron in a way that your, you know, your tree can use it properly when it needs it. So, you know, just paying attention throughout the year, deep watering rather than surface watering, all of those things, using a root stimulator when you plant, and then again in 2 weeks or so. And a root stimulator can be something like liquid seaweed, which will really get the root system, you know, going, and, you know, will help, you know, just it'll contribute to overall health. Anything to add, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great list of stuff. I actually made some notes for myself. But the two things that I know that kind of matter a lot in this front bin is, do not plant these plants too low. Make sure that your planting depth is, you're careful on it. And if anything, you know, give them 2 inches above the roots, you know, the top of their root ball, 2 inches above the soil around them. And then mulch, you know, do a nice heavy mulch afterwards. That'll be the kind of thing that really helps you keep that moisture level kind of regular, instead of having to like water in the water. But if you have mulch on there, it'll stay nice and moist. So those are the only additional ones. I'm wondering, Ben, what kind of tree are you getting?
So they're going to be placed out in front. I've got an established line of mature hackberries, but those are not my favorite to begin with, but they're also, they lose their leaves. So I'm going to get some evergreens. I was thinking, something that grows as fast as I can get, but probably some Japanese blueberries and some holly varieties.
Yeah, I would definitely encourage the hollies, Savannah, Eagleston. The Japanese blueberries are great, but they're really susceptible to different scales. They're kind of getting on a lot of professionals' do not plant list, but they are evergreen.
Oh, really?
And they're really nice, and some birds do like them. But that's true for the hollies, too. I'm a big hollies fan. Always have loved hollies. Diane, you have thoughts on any great trees for a privacy hedge? Especially
I love hollies for that purpose, but pineapple guava. Some people don't consider that. Pineapple guavas are evergreen. Hummingbirds like them. They have beautiful flowers, really attractive foliage. So I use those.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. On the holly varieties, yeah, I've been told go with the Eaglestons. My wife likes the Nellie Stevens. Is there going to be a big difference there?
I love Nellie Stevens. It's a shorter tree in the end, but it's so dark. It's so unique. So they're both great. They're both great plants. They're both kind of really naturalized and are going to love our soil. Just don't plant them too deep.
Okay.
Well, sorry, I couldn't help you with
digging
it.
Digging shallow is not a problem.
Yeah, right. That's absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate your time and your help today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
Have a great weekend.
Great questions there, and great advice on planting trees. I mean, it really is a lot of people. It's like, well, you dig a hole and you put it in there. But, man, you can kind of, if you're a little bit more careful, you can really kind of guarantee the thriving of that plant. So great thought there, Diane. Great thoughts there. More good advice, more great gardening information coming to you after this, 713-572-4610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway.resources.com, then select retail stores. Nature'sWayResources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Diane Bolanowski here, dishing out incredible gardening information. Really, you're really digging deep for these advice bits.
Thanks.
You're welcome, 713-572-4610. We are just answering questions people have. We got some questions about compost top dressing, a question about kind of planting shade trees, and Diane just gave some wonderful advice on both of those. We're going to keep that going. So, Mike, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Yeah, good morning, Diane. I've got about 8 berry trees that I just ordered and was wondering when's the best time and some advice about getting them planted. My soil up here, I'm on a little bit of a hill and it's pretty sandy. Any special recommendations for that?
Hi, Mike. Is what kind of berry trees? Blackberries? Blueberries?
Yeah, blackberry, blueberry, dewberry. Not dewberry, but there's a couple of, I think there's plum and mostly blackberries and blueberries.
Okay. Well, 2 different things. Blackberries are really easy. The funny thing is there's the fruit is so expensive at the grocery store, but in Texas, they're really easy to grow. If your soil is sandy, I feel like you need to bulk it up a little bit. And I like to use cotton burr compost. It's real coarse, but it will help your soil, hold some of that moisture in. So, incorporating some compost, cotton burr would be great. The thing with blueberries is they need a very acidic soil. So you want to amend the soil for the blueberries a little bit differently. One, you definitely want to use organic matter. But you need to, I usually will work in one cottonseed meal. You can work in something like aluminum sulfate. That will help bring the pH of the soil down. So in other words, make it more acidic. And it's real important for blueberries. They can actually grow in very acidic acid bog type conditions. So I would say the blackberries are easy. Bulk the soil up a little bit with the cotton burr compost. Use a good, fertilizer like MicroLife citrus fertilizer. And a word on fertilizers. Most, fertilizers, you can use rose fertilizer. You can use citrus fertilizer for most fruiting trees. But for blueberries, because you want a more acidic condition, I would use something that's geared toward that, such as an azalea fertilizer, a more acidic fertilizer. On your, plums and other fruit trees, pretty much, the same advice as I gave for the blackberries. Anything to add, Danny? And blueberries, they do great in containers as well, but you want to maintain that low pH with those.
Okay. What about sun? I've got several choices as to where to plant these. Do these need full sun?
I would say yes. You need to give them full sun. Now, on the blueberries, you can do morning sun, afternoon shade. If you get, a good 6 hours of morning sun, I think that's probably the best condition for blueberries. It's not, doesn't matter as much right now, but as we get into the dog days of summer, it does, it will make a difference. Blackberries, I've seen blackberries do okay with a little bit less sun, but I really recommend for most fruiting trees a good, 6 full hours of sun.
Okay. All right. And as far as depth, they all came together in a big plastic bag, together. How deep do I plant these? Raspberries.
So,
there's raspberries in there as well.
Oh, raspberries too. Well, you want to make sure it might be a little hard to explain without, having eyes on them, but you want to make sure, one, don't plant them too deeply. If you can determine where the crown of the plant is, make sure that you're not planting it too deeply, because things can get, can rot at the crown. So make sure that you're planting the root system and not the actual plant. Danny, do you think you could describe that better than I just did?
No, that was really well done. The crown is going to be at the base of the plant. That's where all the vines are going to come up off of the blackberry. So the blackberry and the blueberries are very different plants. People can, in their minds, associate them together. But I generally enjoy growing blackberries on a trellis, kind of a 2D situation. And these are the only things I'm adding to this awesome advice Diane just gave you. But blueberries, on top of being acidic, they love very, very rich soil. Very rich soil. So tons of compost, tons of excellent mulch. You kind of can't make the soil too rich for blueberries, because they grow in the most rich soil environments on the planet in nature. So you just got to keep that in mind, is that you may not be planting them in very rich soil. And that might be something that you lose them pretty quick, because they love soil. They love organic matter. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got some areas that are very rich, and I've got 150 acres to choose from.
So yeah, nice.
I can find different spots. So, so that's good to know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of info out there on them, and kind of you just want to, As much as you can, follow the advice simply. Encourage acidic soils, a lot of fungi, not too much salt, rich stuff, and then blackberries. They basically grow as a weed once you get them established, and the only thing you can do wrong with those is destroying that crown.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much for the info.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a great weekend.
Dan, I don't think people think of plant crown very much enough, especially with some of these vining plants or plants that come up from the soil like that. But that was a great word to get out there.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Great advice as always. We're going to keep that advice train rolling, give you some good info, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, 713-572-4610. Love to hear from you. What's on your mind? We got a great opportunity right now to get some questions answered by the Yard Geek. So this is the Ask the Yard Geek questions with Bob Patterson. Bob, how's everything going at Southwest Fertilizer?
It's doing well. It's doing well. We're getting ready for springtime.
All right. Well, let's jump in here. Josh writes, what should I be doing now to have a better yard and garden this spring?
Best advice I can give you, Josh, is to have a plan, just some kind of plan. Now, I suggest some kind of fertilizer schedule, whether it be organic or synthetic. That's your call. We can help you with either one of those. But have an organic plan or a synthetic plan that you'll feed on a regular schedule. If you stick to that plan and stick to that schedule, you'll have a much healthier lawn and garden. Make sure you're watering on a regular basis. If Mother Nature doesn't provide the water, you need to. So that's very important for keeping our lawn and garden happy and keeping it growing. Remember that mulching is good, especially in your gardens. I have the saying is mulch is good, but composting is even better.
Ooh.
If we feed our soil, and Danny preaches that every day, he's on the air, and so do I. But if we feed our soil with good compost and we add that to our soil, you will have great success in your lawn and garden throughout the year. And that's the big key. Whether the compost is made by yourself or you go out and buy it, I don't care. But a good composting plan is the most important thing you can do for your lawn and garden.
Absolutely. It may not always be a good time to plant, but it's always a good time to plan.
That's
so,
right.
Good
and getting that soil ready. Folks, if you've got a garden problem or a yard problem and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for every need. Easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.